Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Paul here. Jor is off today. She's back next week. In the meantime, Brittany Arneson, who you may recall from another radio station in town. Right now, she's on News Talk 830 WCCO. Brittany, welcome.
We don't talk about the past, Paul Douglas.
I prefer not to dwell on the past. I have no problems with the past.
Kidding.
I'm much more interested in the future. Brittany, did I come to your elementary school?
No, but you are like, I'm telling you, everybody, when I told them I was going to be on air with you, I think my mom like hugged me. She was so excited. Everybody in my family is quite in love with you. And I'm trying to be normal this whole time. Sitting next to you while you do a weather forecast, it's pretty epic. It's pretty cool. You interchangeable words to describe the weather, and it is impressive.
Well, don't be impressed by that. It's very, very sweet of you, and thank your mother. Give her a hug. Are you sure they don't have me confused with Ken Barlow?
I think, actually,
it might be
take
Barlow.
It all back. They were talking about Ken Barlow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so let's get into this story.
Scooters gone wild.
Yes. So I'm sure you guys have seen all the scooters running around Minneapolis. We got the Limes, the Uber, all sorts of ones. Well, we had an infamous video that went out. D. Smith is what his Reddit name is. He posted a video of him getting just completely nailed by a car.
Yep.
And he's the first one to admit that it was definitely his fault. But kind of brings to surface a lot of problems people are having with these scooters is the right-of-way concept. Are they looked at more as a bike? Are they looked at more as transit? And where do they kind of fall in an already congested traffic area? You know, I think there's a lot of people who feel as if they are a form of transit and should be respected as that. And then there's other people that say it's kind of more of a fun thing. Dave, have you ever used these scooters before?
Yeah, I've used them a handful of times. A couple times for fun when they first came out. But
yeah.
Now I often park a little closer to the convention center on the other side of downtown to save a few dollars.
Yeah.
And I can pay a couple bucks for a scooter ride and still be ahead of the game. So I have done that a handful of times. And one of the things that we actually had an expert on to talk about this, that scooters they can use a bike lane,
yeah.
But there are so many scooters that are on the sidewalks. And it actually
right.
says, I used a Lime scooter earlier this week, and it says when you log in, reminder, do not use a sidewalk, but that's where they are always used. And I think that's one of the problems is that they are not obeying traffic signals, and they're driving where they're not authorized.
At some point, there's going to be a horrific accident, you know, with plowing into pedestrians on
yeah.
the sidewalk, and then there will be a public outcry, and they will be outlawed.
Yeah, in a lot of cities, they have had pretty bad accidents already. I think Minneapolis, and again, we've talked about it too, that we're not year-round scooters. So we only
right.
have scooters for a short period of time. Another talk, people are saying that it should be mandatory to wear helmets with them, since that might help the problem. But then it kind of defeats the purpose of being able to jump on and go at any time.
Right.
I mean, Dave, I'm sure you'd look great in a helmet, but I don't see you rocking it at work all day.
I have. I mean, you're supposed to. It says in the app when you sign up that you have to wear a helmet.
Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, nobody does.
Nobody does.
They don't have airbags, right?
No.
No seatbelts. You can't strap yourself in. Yeah.
But you can hold a baby while you're on it, which is nice because you don't have to pay for both things, both of you guys. I'm totally kidding.
Oh,
you looked at me so afraid for your life.
Mother of the Year Award. Jeez. No, and you know somebody's going to try that.
Oh, don't. Stop.
All right. And what are rumor has it you're a big beer drinker. Is that, would that be?
Okay.
I'm sorry. I threw you under the bus.
Here's the thing. At one point, I was the world's biggest beer drinker, but I have thus far now retired drinking.
You have?
Yes, but I had to do it.
Because you're trying to have a child.
Yes.
That's good. That's
and
smart.
There's a few other reasons as well. I had to bow out of the drinking phase of my life. But yes, I have had my share of growlers, let's just say that.
But you don't drink the skanky 3-2
I would
watery beer.
When I drink anything. So I'm not above drinking 3-2 beer. It's kind of usually when I drank 3-2 beer, it was the idea that it was you could buy it on Sundays. You could buy it. It was the last case scenario. It was kind of like the bottom of the barrel. You needed it when you needed it.
Well, we have a word for 3-2 beer. It's called Perrier, right? You may as well just drink fizzy water. You
might as well get hydrated.
So now Minnesota is the only state. We are the last state in the nation to sell 3-2 alcoholic beer. The often maligned weak brew, yes. Oklahoma, Colorado, Utah, and Kansas have all done away with the 3-2 beer requirements. Minnesota is drinking alone. Beer-flavored water, many times described by customers. And Karen Housley, Senator Housley, said that Minnesota has a world-class craft brewing scene and a booming market. We should be encouraging growth in that area, not stifling it.
Does anyone prefer 3-2 beer? I mean, there has to be a market for it. They can't, they won't continue to make that if we're the only...
If we're the only state?
Yeah. How can they profit from that? I mean, at some point, are there people that just like 3-2 beer better?
That's a great question.
I mean, do they love peeing at all times while you're drinking?
It is one of my favorite hobbies.
You love urinating.
I do it quite well. Thank
my
you.
Likes? Urinating. Yeah,
you're in trouble now.
Oh, that is crazy because Utah has full-on counties that are dry, and we're behind Utah?
We're behind Utah.
That's insane.
That should be a bumper sticker. the other story that caught my eye, the Minnesota Twins can get no respect. Yeah, we are going to win, and we're going to score. We're going to kick your butt next year after seeing some of these stories today. Look, this is Vegas, the odds makers, the sports gamblers. Apparently, Sports Betting Dime has the Twins at 35-1 odds to win the World Series next year.
That's rough.
13th among all teams behind Cleveland. Another publication, Westgate, has the Twins at 20-1 odds. And again, Cleveland showing up ahead of the Twins. They're only 16-1. But again, odds makers must be skeptical about the Twins being able to repeat what they did this year. And even if they do get to postseason, getting past the Yankees. Oh, it's always the Yankees. What is the deal?
It's the outfits. They just look so dang sharp.
Is that it?
I must be.
Is that the key to winning?
I think I live my life that way.
Well, I mean, there's some logic to that, right? If you like the way you look, if you like your clothing, you're going to feel better about yourself and maybe perform better, whatever you do. So I kind of buy that.
But does there have to be a building year? Like, can't we just say our rebuilding or, you know, an idea that we're working on a year? Can't we just take this year and say we did great, let's do even better next year? Why can't that be the truth? Why does it have to be now we have 10 years of bad luck?
I don't think we do have 10 years of bad luck. We have great players. I think the argument can be made and is made by most Twins fans that we still need amazing pitching.
Yeah.
That we just don't have the ace or two up our sleeve that we need. The starters that can go the distance. But we'll see what happens here in the offseason.
It is so true. I just feel like in Midwest that we will always be underestimated. And that's kind of a comfortable place for us. I'm fine with that. I like that. Low bar. It's nice.
That's okay.
Yeah. We're cool with that.
Look, I'm a capitalist. I'm not a socialist. I'm on my sixth company. I believe in the markets, bringing costs down, giving people choice. If you invent something in your basement or your garage that winds up being a hit, you should be compensated for that, for taking that risk. I found this interesting. This is the head of a Chicago-based venture capital firm called Wicklow said, and this is his quote, not mine, quote, "Corporate America is waking up to the realization that income inequality, taken to its logical extreme, spells the death of capitalism."
Huh.
Yeah. Many businesses, quote, "deserve credit for advancing a long overdue conversation about corporate social responsibility and income inequality. But right now, today, 15% of Americans own 85% of the financial assets. Charity and taxes aren't enough. His point, we will not reduce inequality by redistributing wealth on the back end. We must create more opportunity on the front end. How do we tweak capitalism? Not throw it away, but how do we make it better so that it works for more people? And that is a loaded question. I don't have the answer. I'm not sure anybody has the answer.
But don't you feel like this, his point of view, is such a snapshot of a small percentage? I don't feel like this holds true across the board. I think that he took an extremes and he used it as the norm. I think putting it under the umbrella of this is the way, the spread of wealth, I think that's deceiving. So I don't know if it's as drastic as he's making it out to be.
I think billionaires should probably be spending more on taxes. I think they should be taxed more.
Absolutely.
That doesn't make me a socialist.
No.
I just think at some point, how much is enough? And do you take some of that wealth and maybe have a universal basic income where everybody has a safety net?
Yeah.
And that's one of the things, and I know he doesn't have a prayer of winning, but Andrew Yang, one of the Democratic candidates, talked about this universal basic income.
Yeah.
Everybody gets a grand a month. And no, you're not going to get rich from a grand a month.
No.
But maybe it could help you pay your rent. Maybe it can give you a leg up. So do we tax the billionaires or the people that have, 50 million, 100 million? I don't know what that cutoff is.
Yeah.
But it makes sense to me that there's a smarter way without overt wealth redistribution. Is there a smarter way to tackle this and make sure more people have a shot at the American dream?
Absolutely.
And maximizing their careers. When we come back, help. I need help. I got some friends coming out who've never been to Minnesota. They're scared to death to visit in November. They're coming out next Friday. I've got 8 hours to show them the Twin Cities. I want to show them the best 2, 3, 4 things. And this is Mission Impossible. I know that. You could spend a year and not see everything cool. What do you do if you've got one day? That's coming up next.
Paul and Jordana.
Okay. And I have to push back on Corey Heppala. I am not overconfident. I met my wife at Penn State. She was a cheerleader. I was a linebacker. You're not going to challenge me on
that? No, why would I? I would like to come back at some point.
That was the most dead air we've ever had on this station.
I literally just didn't make eye contact.
Yeah.
That was what I did.
No, I was not a linebacker. If I was,
shocking.
We had some very bad years.
What?
So, look, I was born in Pennsylvania. I went to Penn State, good state school, state university.
Mm-hmm.
I chose to live in Minnesota. I chose to spend the vast majority of my career here, raise my kids here, and I have zero regrets. I've got some friends. We have some friends, my wife and I, in Pittsburgh, who've never been out here, and they're coming out for the Penn State Gophers game. And I'm not overconfident, and I'm not ashamed. I think it's going to be a really close game with Penn State. And I'm glad the Gophers are doing so well and that they're in the running and people are talking about them, and they're so competitive. I am a Gophers fan.
Yeah.
It is possible to root for more than one team.
What are you wearing?
Simultaneously. I'll be wearing blue and white.
That says a lot.
Well,
that says more than whatever this long story was about how Minnesota chose you or you chose
Minnesota. You got to root for your alma mater. That said, I have a lot of respect for the Gophers, and I'm proud of the season, no matter what happens next Saturday. So anyway, to make a long story mercifully short, they're coming out. I got one day.
Yeah, you got to impress them. You got to show them what Minnesota's got. Okay, so I talked to an Army friend who's from Pittsburgh.
Right.
And I'll give you some of the things. He said a sandwich that doesn't have fries and coleslaw in it, because I guess they're very popular there. Roads that do not eat buses.
Mm-hmm.
They would love to see that.
No sinkholes. Yeah, that's true.
And then he was interested in the Minnesota Twins, a baseball team that plays in October, is unheard of in Pittsburgh. So for them, that would be a very interesting thing.
Just show them Target Field?
Yeah. Say, we actually sometimes play in October. It's really weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it's weird. October baseball. Wow. Well, that's helpful. DJ, Dave Josephson, you had some good advice last hour. You want to recap that?
Yeah, maybe next we'll have a team that wins in October. Let's try to do that next year.
Yeah. Too much. Well,
too soon. I'm sorry. Well. Yeah, I have a number of family from out of town who have come in town for the weekend. Some of our favorite things are to go to Minnehaha Falls.
Right. Yeah. That's
in
up
Minneapolis.
There. Yes.
And then we do some like a downtown walking tour might involve the Guthrie Overlook, the Stone Arch Bridge,
right.
Taking a stroll through the skyways, which, you know, you and I are in the skyways every day. But if you're not from this area, it's kind of cool that there's an entire industry, especially if you go during a weekday when there's business going on. There's everything a person could want in this skyway system, and that's truly unique to Minnesota. So I like showing that off. For an eating option, I definitely go with the Juicy Lucy, and my choice would be the Nook in St. Paul. And if you triangulate all those areas, you do drive along the Mississippi River, which is a fantastic, beautiful drive. And you don't drive anywhere near Mall of America, which is on my skip list when it comes to this type of thing.
Wow. Sound kind of bitter. Did you have a bad experience at Mall of America? Did your daddy didn't take you to Camp Snoopy?
I didn't. You know, I did go to Camp Snoopy. That's maybe the only, the only exception, but that does not exist. You know,
hasn't
for 20 years.
Yeah.
Now it's Nickelodeon Universe. But no, you know, shopping, it's boring.
Consumerism thing?
Yeah, I'd rather go to Ridgedale, actually. I mean, it's a little smaller. You can actually get around, and it's not so insane.
With that short window, getting in and out of Mall of America is going to be a lot.
I get it. All right. Well, I appreciate both those suggestions. Somebody on Twitter said, tell them not to come in November, one of the worst months to come here. I don't know about that. Rose says Stone Arch, Como Zoo, and a Juicy Lucy at the Blue Door in St. Paul. That sounds good. Candyland in St. Paul for popcorn and candy.
Yep.
MT Noodles for lunch, dinner in Brooklyn Park. Birch Bark Books in Minneapolis for great books and gifts. That's good advice. Mackenzie says, Paul, take a walk across the Stone Arch Bridge, past Mill City, to the Guthrie. Bring them to the top of the Guthrie, the yellow see-through floor, yes, and the outside lookout bridge on the other level. Also bring them to one or more of your favorite breweries. Yes, amen to that. So that's good advice.
Yeah.
Minnehaha Falls, Mill City, Stone Arch Bridge. Minnehaha Falls and the Stone Arch Bridge consistently.
Yeah,
at the top of the list.
Is the Minnehaha at Minnehaha Falls, is that restaurant Sea Salt, is that open right now still?
No, I don't believe that would still be open.
I don't think it's.
So bring a lunch.
Bring a lunch. But really the falls, I mean, to have a dramatic and beautiful waterfalls like that, really right in the middle of the city. I mean, you are just right in the middle of just a random block with houses
absolutely.
In Minneapolis.
Absolutely. And you know,
it's amazing.
I think another thing people are always really impressed with is the lakes being right there in the city.
Yeah.
Even just,
I was thinking of that too, taking a spin around Lake Harriet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like the
Calhoun,
Isles.
Lake
yeah.
of the Isles. And then maybe, you know, zipping through uptown. But I'm really leaning towards kind of Mill City, Stone Arch Bridge, you know, show them Minneapolis. But I also want to get over to St. Paul too, because I'm very infatuated with St. Paul. And
absolutely.
Always have been.
Yeah. So. And North Loop, shopping, that's always a great place to drop.
What are your favorite spots in
North Loop? I love Denolo. I love Grethen House. I just love spending money I don't have. That's my favorite thing.
That's what Americans do.
It's
we
all
do
about
very well.
We sure do.
Hey, the government can print money. So can we. Yeah, damn it.
Yes.
I'll put it on plastic. This isn't real money. This is like plastic.
Yeah, now that I'm married, I get to spend other his money too. So it's, that's lovely. I think that's a reason to just get married. Yeah.
Well, one of the things I'm happy for today is that you're here keeping me company, keeping an eye on me. What's making you happy? It's Friday. It's time for the happy hour, 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. I'm happy I'm over the crud coming out of this cold. Happy that Brittany could join me today. Happy for Dave Josephs and that I have such an amazing friend and producer here keeping the wheels on the bus. What are you happy about? That's coming up next.
Paul and Jordana. It's Friday. Work's done. Time for happy hour.
And it's Dance Party with Denny Terrio. Welcome.
Whoop, whoop.
What you happy about? God, we all have so much to be thankful for, grateful for. Start and end every day with gratitude, right?
That's what I say.
Even if things aren't peachy, nothing's perfect, nobody's life is perfect, but be grateful for the good things. John, Jan, Bob, Jane, we see you. We're going to get to you. We're going to do a quick round robin here first. Brittany, I'm thankful. I'm grateful that you're here. Oh, I made a new friend today, and you did an amazing job.
I could live in this moment for 10 years. I am also very happy about hanging out with the old Paul Douglas and Dave. DJ. And I also am very happy. My next stop is heading over to Gigi's Playhouse, which is a center for Down syndrome. We do karaoke tonight. So.
Good for you.
Yeah, I'm just having the best Friday of my life.
Cool.
So, yeah, hey, those are my happy hour moments.
That's great.
Yeah.
DJ, what you happy about?
Well, my wife and the little human that we raised together are out of town this weekend. So that means this guy's sleeping in.
Ooh, that's nice.
And I am very excited. And, you know, it's like the things around the house and yard and all that junk that just don't happen when family's around. So I will be out in the yard, primping and mowing and raking and all that stuff. But I do it on my own time. No one tells me when to do it or when to get up. I can, rake at midnight if I want to.
That sounds like a pretty good weekend.
It's going to be a good weekend. And then they come back in Sunday afternoon. So I'll get to welcome them back and all will be well.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Congratulations.
How about you, Paul?
Boy, I'm happy I'm over this butt kicker of a cold. I would not wish this on anybody. It was like 10, 11 days. And again, nobody cares when you get sick. But I lost my voice. And on the radio, I mean, that's problematic.
I care because we had to pinch it for you.
Yeah, I know. And you and Jor did a great job. And I apologize. But nice to be healthy. You don't realize... You take it for granted, right?
Yeah, that's for sure.
You only appreciate it when you have good health. Look, I'm happy for so many things. I married way above my weight. I married the perfect gal who is there for me even when the forecast goes south, as it does frequently. Got a grandkid on the way, a boy, February 1st.
So that's exciting.
First grandchild. We're excited about that. And my youngest son, my Navy son, Brett, has a very serious girlfriend, and he's happier than I've ever seen him in 29 years.
Have you met her?
I have. She is amazing.
You love her? Okay, good.
She is a sweetheart. He chose well. Not sure where it's going, but it seems to be pretty serious. And again, when your kids are happy, how bad can it be?
That's awesome. No pressure, but you adore her.
Yeah. I hope it all works out. We'll see what happens. Trying to stay out of the way. Jerry Peterson, what's you happy about?
Just counting my blessings today. It was a tough day on the roads. You've heard about the fatalities and everything else, so I'm just glad that everybody in the immediate family is doing well, and we're all hanging out. The family will be together this weekend, so it's all good. Just counting my blessings of what I have.
Good for you, man. Good for you. Thank you, JP. Thanks, Jerry. Mm-hmm. All right, John in Hammond, Wisconsin. Welcome, and what's you happy about, John?
I'm happy that my bride of 26 years and I get to go listen to some live music and do some dancing tonight.
Where are you going?
One of my dugout in Matamidi. One of my friends' band is playing there, and they always play South Metro, so it's nice to have them up on our end of town.
And what's your bride's name?
Amy.
Amy. Well, give Amy a hug for us, and thank you for tuning in. Hope you guys have a wonderful weekend.
Yeah, get your dancing on.
Thanks, Paul. You too.
Thanks, John. Jan, up in Forest Lake, what you happy about?
I'm going to be a grandma.
Hey, awesome.
Yay.
Wonderful. Any details? Do you know when?
My 29-year-old son, who's a Marine Corps buddy, he's expecting on March 28th.
Wonderful, wonderful. So, are you giddy? Has it sunk in?
It has not sunk in, not much at all, really.
I don't think it's going to sink in until you're holding that little baby in your arms, and then it's going to be light bulb over the head. Well, congratulations to you and yours, Jan, and we wish everybody a healthy and happy outcome.
Thank you, and I will teach them about WCCO.
Please, yes, train them young. Get them young.
I will, and they'll learn how to write cursive.
There you go. Yeah, that comes in handy, too. Thank you, Jen.
All right.
God bless.
Thank you.
Bob in New Hope, what you happy about, sir?
I am happy that we just got back from the Camp Lejeune area of North Carolina.
Nice.
We're able to spend some time with our 17-month-old grandson. Mm. We had a great time out there. And we're back to the winter season. It was summer out there.
It was still kind of balmy out there and sticky with thunderstorms. I know they had a weird tornado outbreak on the East Coast last night. But there are no bugs, no allergies out here, and no more weeding, gardening. So, Bob, we're glad you're back and in God's country, and you have a great weekend, sir.
Skol Viking.
Skol Viking, indeed. Jane in Minneapolis, what are you happy about, madam?
Well, I'm glad you decided to talk about playing Christmas music. It made my day.
They'll think I'm nuts for starting up Christmas music in late October. Maybe I am nuts, but I figure if it makes you happy and it's not hurting anybody else, why not?
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Jane. See, I got at least
at
one.
At least you got Jane.
One
and
person
you know what?
Who thinks I'm not nuts.
You just need one person.
Just one. I'm going to hang on to that.
The
okay?
death grip to Jane.
Yeah. Mike in Minneapolis, welcome to the show. And what are you happy about, sir?
Hey, you guys did that segment on swearing, and it made me think of an old friend. A local bar, he's standing there with one of his buddies. They're both Merchant Marines.
Yeah.
And a patron walks over and says, I thought this was a family-friendly bar, and here you are swearing like a couple of sailors. Bill says to him, we are sailors, so blank off.
That's funny.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, own it, right?
Yeah, right. Embrace it.
That's cool. Thank you, Ken. Thank you for calling in, sir. All right. Oh, that was Mike. That was Mike in Minneapolis. Thank you. Ken in Rosemont, what are you happy about?
My wife passed away 8 years ago, but
I'm sorry.
Tonight I'm having my first date.
Oh,
what nice.
And I'm very happy and thrilled.
What?
And I don't know if people still neck and pet on the first date.
Ooh, Ken, tell me more.
Start a little slow. Start slow.
Yeah.
You know, hold her hand and see how it goes. Where are you taking her?
At a restaurant in Napa Valley.
Oh,
nice.
And
all right.
What's your outfit? You got your outfit planned already?
Oh, God, I don't know what I'm going to wear.
Okay,
I'll figure something out.
You got this. You got this.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, I'm looking forward to it so much.
Hey, good luck, Ken. Good luck,
thank
sir.
You.
All right, have
thank
fun.
That was my favorite.
Wow. Yeah, I have a pet, by the way. That's what he's
that's
talking about, right? Yeah, I've got a pet. I got a dog.
I'm going to go to bed tonight and hope Ken gets lucky.
Well, hey, 8 years. Jim in Brooklyn Center, what you happy about, sir?
Yeah, sometimes I go by Hollering James, but I'll go by Jim and I'll keep it real cool. I want to let you know my happy hour is meeting Tammy from Montana, who sends me wonderful and beautiful gifts. She's got compassion, desire, and fire in her heart like those Minnesota Golden Gophers, and I really love her a lot, and I've never met her before. I've only saw her face and her picture once on my cell phone, on my Obama phone that came up on Instagram, and I got to see her face, and she got to see a picture of me, and we really love each other and care about each other, and I got the enthusiasm in my heart, maybe even to run off into Montana and live and marry this woman.
Yeah, Jim, get some.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness, Jim. That's the kind of enthusiasm
okay.
I like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm into it.
He sounded excited. And maybe there is good incentive to move out to Montana.
Right? There's a lot there, Jim. You got a lot going on.
I'm exhausted.
I'm ready for Ken's date.
I'm glad there are a lot of people celebrating their happies.
Paul, on the text line, Wolf. Checking in.
Wolf.
What do you
course.
Think Wolf is doing tonight?
Let's see. Is he chasing a beer
He's
truck?
He's chasing a beer
yeah.
truck. You got it right.
Yeah.
Also, one other texter is happy to be going to the Celine Dion concert tonight, which
oh.
of course
nice.
Is at Target Center, and we gave tickets away to a listener yesterday.
Yes,
for
we
that
did.
Concert.
In fact, and I met Dave when he came in to pick up the tickets
oh,
at the
did.
Front desk, shook his hand. He was so happy because today was his wife Mary's
yes.
birthday.
Aww.
So talk about being a hero, getting to take his bride on her birthday
mm-hmm.
to see Celine Dion. By the way, next week, Journey and the Pretenders.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming to the Twin Cities next June. We will have tickets, I think, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Not sure when we're going to offer these up, but please stay tuned.
Nice. A
lot of Journey fans, a lot of Pretender fans.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.